Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 28th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message on a lovely Wednesday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Living by Faith. The scripture text is a short portion from Habakkuk 2, verse 4.
But the righteous will live by his faith.
Have you found yourself earnestly seeking God about a weighty matter over an extended period of time, and yet it seems that he is silent? I recall a song that Brooksine used to sing that honestly states, sometimes we wonder why. Whether it be on our own personal level or concerning the state of the world, we certainly do have questions, some which will not be answered till the other side.
Our daily verse is from the prophet Habakkuk, who served God by providing comfort and hope during one of the darkest periods of Judah's history, a time during which she suffered the deserved punishment for her sins. Judah had just experienced the exhilaration of the glorious days of Josiah, marked by freedom, prosperity, and a great religious revival. The Assyrians, once the scourge of the Middle East, were phasing out as a world power. In their place, however, stood the Babylonians, whom Habakkuk called the Chaldeans, named for the region from which their rulers came. The Babylonian armies were led by the ambitious Nebuchadnezzar, who was soon to succeed his father as king.
Habakkuk asked God questions, and God answered. God had revealed he was at work sending the Chaldeans as the instrument of his judgment. The prophet shrank from such an idea and posed another question, which essentially asked, Lord, how can you use someone more sinful than we are to punish us?
Well, when the answer was not forthcoming immediately, he took his stand in the watchtower to wait for it. It was worth the wait. Habakkuk 2:4. We shared it earlier. See, he is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by his faith.
Here the term faith has the sense of faithfulness or conviction that results in action. God contrasts the proud and ungodly whose lives were not upright with the righteous who in the end will emerge victorious.
Habakkuk, in his experience of waiting, bluntly asked the Lord, How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Well, when God finally did answer, it wasn't the answer Habakkuk expected or longed for.
You see, the Israelites had a recurring cycle of sin, sorrow, supplication, salvation, and then sin again. The continuous repetition of this cycle obviously weakened the people's love for God and respect for his authority. The godly remnant would emerge victorious as the wicked would undergo punishment. The Babylonians would eventually receive their just punishment in God's timing.
Some 650 years later, this phrase was taken by Paul as a central element in his theology in Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11. And then, some 1,500 years after Paul's writings, this passage came alive for an Augustinian monk named Martin Luther, setting off the Protestant Reformation, one of history's greatest and most significant religious upheavals. Thus, a so-called minor prophet had a major influence on those who followed him.
Today we are all enriched and indebted to a relatively obscure but faithful man who served God in his generation. Are you living by faith today? Is your hope and confidence completely in the Lord? In over 2,600 years, the equation has not changed. Actually, the equation was fundamentally clear to Adam and Eve, but willfully broken in the garden. It was also very clearly understood by Abraham in Genesis 15, verse 6, where we read, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited him as righteousness. The righteous continue to live by faith during the good times, but also during the judgment periods of life.
Let's pray together. Father, we know that without a fresh manifestation of your Holy Spirit power in our lives, our faith will not prevail when evil abounds in our day. Just as Habakkuk pleaded for you to manifest yourself to him. We also pray for renewal in our spirit, so that we remain a faithful remnant, fully committed to you. We choose to rejoice in the Lord our God, who enables us to hold tightly to our godly faith in the midst of enemy invasion. We pray for deliverance and sustaining power, so that we emerge victorious during the battle. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. I'm going to have Brooksine give a little bit of an update about her condition. Many of you that listen to our material regularly know that several weeks ago, in fact, 3 weeks ago today, it was actually 3 weeks ago this evening, she broke her ankle. We've been enduring that particular trial, and here's an update directly from Brooksine.
Well, yesterday, Stephen took me to the orthopedic surgeon to have the staples removed from the incision site where I had broken the fibula, the outside bone of my ankle, 3 weeks ago. It was nice to have the third heavy splint removed and see firsthand the progress of the healing. And there's still a lot of swelling and healing that's needed. I had hoped, kind of gotten that impression, that I would receive a mid-leg air cast this time, but the doctor wrapped my entire leg in a fiberglass cast and informed me that it would remain like that for 4 weeks. I sheepishly asked him about gardening, and he suggested that my gardening this year be limited to reading gardening books. Well, any of you who are listening today that garden, you know that only feeds the gardening fever and should be reserved only for the winter months. So I'm trying to learn patience and the benefits of this inconvenient waiting time. I've gone beyond admiring others who have physical limitations. I'm actually appreciating their overcoming spirit, as I, for the first time in my life, have some understanding of what that means. Just trying to open a public door yesterday while Stephen was parking the car was a major ordeal. He has been a great blessing to me and has stretched himself way beyond his normal self to tend to my needs, and Esther has as well. And I thank you for your continued prayers and cards, well wishes, and just your interest. It's a great blessing to us.
It is neat to, what we kind of call our internet family. We have friends, and just yesterday we received a card from a lady in Australia that reads her material. She has for many years. I think we recall coming across her name. And that's such a blessing to be a part of the worldwide body of Christ. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we've prepared for Wednesday, May 28th. We do have some additional material on our site. As typical, we have a photo, a beautiful, beautiful red maple right up the street from our home, and also have some suggested music today, and we found a nice version of an old song that Brooksine has suggested that fits the message called Farther Along, and it's available as a video, and we have several versions, both audio and video, of a song that I have selected today that I've liked, a more recently written song called You Are God Alone. We're most familiar with the Phillips, Craig, and Dean version. We heard them live several years ago sing it. But we have three different versions of the song up, including a video with Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And finally today, we have a link to a beautiful recollection of the memorial service for Stephen Curtis Chapman's daughter, who we mentioned last week, and many of you have heard, died in a vehicle accident in their own driveway. One of the mysteries of life that we kind of dealt with in the message today. And it's just interesting to see faith overcome even in the midst of practically unimaginable heartache and adversity. And there will be a link to that, and it's his manager that writes the piece today based upon an eyewitness account. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to our ever faithful God.